This call is being recorded.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, Shireen. My name is Mary Rotroff, and we talked probably back in October about the lawsuit with the CLL.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm looking up your information here. Did you file a claim on behalf of yourself?
Well, I didn't file a claim, but you had a bunch of calls, and so I think I told you that I was kind of freaked out, and I was like, just because there were so many calls, I didn't know who to trust. You explained things to me really well, and I didn't know what to do. And I started getting a bunch of calls again. I've been thinking about it the whole time, and I just don't know really what to do. And so I started getting a bunch of calls again, and I thought of you, and I kept your net number because I felt like you answered my questions really well. So I wanted to call you back and just find out like more about what this is all about and what you need me to do.
Okay, so I just pulled up our messages. I see only two messages. Do you happen to know who Betsy is?
That's me.
Okay, your name is Betsy.
Yeah, my full name is Mary Beth Rotroff, but all the girls in my family, our first name is Mary, so we all have a nickname that kind of goes with our Mary name.
Okay, what would you be preferred to be called?
Betsy.
Betsy? Okay, I will call you Betsy. So Betsy, this is what I will tell you. So we actually just, I think the last time we spoke was, I see, October 1st. October 1st, so we worked on Roundup for a little bit, and then we stopped. We put a pause on it, and we just recently started working on the Roundup lawsuit again. I always tell all the clients that I speak to on the phone, try to sign up as soon as possible because firms do change their criteria all the time. There's times where we go through breaks, and then there's also times where the lawsuit can just stop entirely, and then you might miss out on receiving a settlement. In terms of questions, what kind of questions do you have for me?
Well, I just don't – I mean, how do you guys – how do you even figure out if this is Roundup – I mean
– related or not?
Yeah, so –
So to my knowledge, I believe that there's a lot of scientific research regarding the link between Roundup and certain qualifying ailments. With that being said, so our intake is very detailed. It is pretty long. So the intake itself does go into detail in regards to Roundup usage, the years you used it, your ailment, when you were diagnosed, things like that. So if you do meet the criteria to participate, it is, like I said, it is very detailed because the attorneys have a lot of experience going up against big companies such as Roundup, that they know what information they need in order to fight against Roundup and get it off the shelves. And the point entirely is to get it off the shelves and get people their compensation, you know, for in terms of what they went through and getting them some sort of compensation, for example, for paying for medical bills. You know, not a lot of people could have afforded their medical bills. So some type of something to help people out and, again, remove Roundup off the shelves because they know that it can harm people. In regards to other information, so when you do an intake and you do meet the criteria, at the end of the phone call, we send you documents to sign. Two of the documents include, or three of the documents, I should say. One is all your information that we go over on the phone. The second document is a HIPAA compliance form. And then the third document is legal representation. So it proves that you're being represented, the law firm you're being represented with, all their information, and then as well as a HIPAA form, so medical release. So you will be able to, or the attorneys will be able to pull your medical records when you sign that form, but they won't be able to get started on your case without those signatures.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Does that help you out a little bit?
Yeah. And I think I expressed it, you know, and I don't expect you to remember, for God's sakes, it was a long, you know, I just started getting calls from a lot of different folks and I'm just like, ooh, you know.
Yeah, no worries. I understand.
Out there, you know, I'm like, I don't know who to trust here.
Let me see if you're back in our system again. I don't think you should be, but let's see. Let me ask you this. When you receive these calls from other people, do you normally, do you hang up? Do you speak to them at all? How do your conversations go with other people that you speak
well,
with?
Well, I have not spoken to anyone, only you. And
okay.
Most of the, I teach, and so most of the calls come in during my work day. And so, you know, but I saved yours, and then I just started getting another round of calls, and I thought, you know, you said you were going to call her back, and so you need to call her back.
Yeah, of course. Do you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit
sure.
at the moment?
Why?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, this is a recorded line. All these questions are required, so I am required to ask them. A lot of them are repeated. And as well, there's a lot of information here that I do have to obtain as well, so just keep that in mind. So did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No? And then I just want to confirm, no one ever sent you something to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically, or sent you a packet in the mail to your house to fill out and send back regarding the lawsuit?
No.
No?
Just received. That's it.
Okay. And then what were you or loved one diagnosed with after spring Roundup?
Well, I don't know if it's round. It's just I had, let's see, about... In November of 23, I was diagnosed with a melanoma. I had a like a growth on my leg, and so I had the surgery and nothing in my lymph nodes, and so I was part of a clinical trial to do infusions of Keytruda for a year, and so part of the protocol for that was that I would have scans. And so I had a PET scan a week before the first treatment started, and my oncologist noticed that my in January of 25 he noticed that my spleen was enlarged.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, so he went in and he said he went back into the lymph nodes that they tested, that they took out, and he tested them because he was suspicious, and so it turns out that I have CLL. And one of the, and I said, okay, all right, you know, like, ew. You know what I mean? It's just scary, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
of course.
After, right? But they got everything with the melanoma, and there was nothing in the lymph nodes. And so I finished a year of treatment in December, but what he said was, you have a form of leukemia called CLL. And you know how doctors talk, and he was talking, and the one thing he said that caught my attention was that you didn't have this in 2014. And I thought to myself, you know, I've been reading and seeing all this stuff, and again, I don't know who to trust. So that was my problem with getting involved. I don't know what's real and what's up when it comes to people I don't know. You know what I
of
mean?
Of course, yeah. You never know who you're talking to on the phone. So, yes, I understand 100%.
I don't want to seem greedy, and I don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and so
of course.
I thought, I don't know what this is. But he said that you did not have this in 2014. And in 2014, I chose to have a preventative mastectomy because in my family, we are BRCA positive. And so at the time, they were recommending, you know, that if you weren't going to have children anymore, to have an oophorectomy and then have a mastectomy to avoid breast cancer. So I went through all these things, and there was nothing wrong with my blood at the time. And so when he said you didn't have this in 2014, I thought, I've been reading all of this. I've seen it in different social media, which doesn't make it true, right? So that's why I'm like, I don't know. And it's like, if you were diagnosed between 2014, and I'm like, okay, I didn't have it in 2014. So, okay, I have been diagnosed. And so that's really why I was compelled to, I don't even remember how I originally got in touch with you. I don't even know. I don't remember.
So, this is what I will tell you. So the first thing, I do want to say I'm very, very sorry to hear about your diagnosis, Betsy. How are you doing right now?
I'm okay. I'm just
okay.
I'm
happy to hear that.
I'm just tired, and I try to use food as medicine, and I work out, and he said, if you have to have a form of leukemia, this is the best one to have. And so, and I didn't tell my family for that entire year that I was doing immunotherapy, not to keep it from them. That's not the point, but mm-hmm. one thing at a time.
Yeah,
right?
Well, of course.
And I didn't know how the Keytruda was going to affect me. So I just said, okay, I got body first, my daughter's second, not, you know what I mean? And then my students third. That, those are my priorities, and that's what I have to, I just got to stick with that for a year and
yeah,
play.
Of course.
And I didn't have a lot of side effects at all other than exhaustion and my blood work. I got blood work every 6 weeks, and using food as medicine, kind of, you know, I could, my work was really good.
Mm-hmm.
So all my numbers are super good.
Okay, that's good. I'm happy to hear that. Okay, so Betsy, to answer a couple of your questions. So the first question I'm going to ask, or not the first question. I know you mentioned you don't know how we got your information. So either back in October or a little bit before that, someone, either a friend, a loved one, or yourself might have put your information online thinking you may be interested in the lawsuit because of the correlation. Now, I know you mentioned how there was like a certain time frame of how Roundup could have been connected with the diagnosis and if it was in, within a certain year. So the law firm, each law firm is specifically different. So maybe the advertisement you saw online was specified for the firm that's working on that case. But like I said, each law firm is different. And then what we can do, I can try to get through this intake as quickly as possible. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you mentioned that you get exhausted pretty easily. So did you want to go ahead and move forward with the intake?
Sure.
Okay.
Like how much time are we talking about?
I can try to get it done within 10-15 minutes, as long as we don't get sidetracked at all.
All right, let's go.
Okay. So you mentioned that you were diagnosed with CLL. I just want to confirm CLL as in chronic lymphocytic leukemia?
Yes.
Okay. And have you had more than one diagnosis with that CLL?
Now, what do you mean by that?
Was it just one-time diagnosis, or were you diagnosed, went into remission, and then diagnosed again?
No, just I've just had one.
Okay. And then you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
And what month and year did you receive your diagnosis with the CLL?
January of 24.
January of 2024, so about a year ago?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup that you recall at this time?
Do I have any neighbors that spray it?
Neighbors, colleagues, anyone that you know that may have sprayed it that may be affected by Roundup?
I have no idea.
No idea? Okay, no worries.
No idea.
And then?
We all lit, like, right, they spray at school. Mm-hmm. And then I live in a townhome.
Mm-hmm.
And gardeners spray. I mean, so I have no idea.
Okay, no worries.
What's right around me.
And then how old are you right now?
I am 60.
60, so you were about 59 at the time of diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, just want to confirm. And then how many years would you say you sprayed Roundup for if you had to estimate a number?
Well, so I think I shared before that Roundup came out when I was a kid.
Okay.
And it was like the biggest deal. And
mm-hmm.
like one of the jobs that like we all had to help because we had six kids and we all had jobs. And one of the things that we used to have to do is to pick weeds. We used to have to go out with butter knives, like, and scrape them out of the cracks in the driveway and stuff. And then when this Roundup thing came out, it was like the greatest thing on earth. And so we just, you know, after my dad would do it, he taught us how to do it. And my mom had a huge garden in the backyard, and huge, and it was a beautiful garden, and she used Roundup because that's what people did.
Mm-hmm.
So
how many years did you spray it yourself, if you had to estimate a number?
I'm just going to say during my childhood, I don't even know when it came out. I was born in 64, And so when it came out, it was the big thing. So I don't know. You could just do it off and on. I mean, if I had to.
Okay, let me ask you that. This might help a little bit. So you were born in 64. When, okay, so you said you started spraying it when you were a little girl. Roughly how old?
Okay, so let's say like 10 to 12 in that 10. Eight range there, because that's when I remember, like, you know. And so we just used to use Roundup when we needed to, like, kill the weeds or.
Okay.
And
then
And
then what age did you stop using Roundup, if you had to estimate?
Well, probably when I moved out. So, because I don't know that I ever bought it. So I moved out when I was 19 or 20 and moved across the bay, completing college. And then when I got married in 99, but I was dating my husband for like 3 or 4 years. And he used Roundup. That was the thing in the girl.
Did you spray Roundup yourself when you were with him or no? With your husband, I'm sorry?
I'm just going to say no.
Okay. All right. So if I did the math correctly, so you started spraying, let's say, roughly around 76 when you were about 12 years old, and you stopped spraying around 84 when you were about 20 years old. Does that sound correct?
Probably. Okay. Yeah.
So about 8 years. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then
all the context that I would have is that then – when I got divorced, I moved into a cottage on property. And out here in Brentwood, you know, it's agricultural. And so there are plains. And I used to live on a dairy farm. So from like 2011 until 2018, I lived in a cottage on a cherry farm after my divorce. And, I mean, there are planes at night that they're spraying. I mean, I have no flippin' idea what's being sprayed when they're spraying the crops. Mm-hmm. And so I lived on a piece of land where there were crops everywhere. Across the street was tomatoes and corn. Down the road was tomatoes and corn. I mean, this is agriculture. I mean, and I live right in the heart of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then in, I would say, maybe 2017, and I actually called my old landlord, and I never got a response because I don't know if it concerned him. I don't know if he was worried. But I lived in this cottage, and he taught me how to build a fence. And so we built a fence around the cottage so that it was more private because it was out on land. And there was this piece of a muddy area where they didn't plant anything in between the cottage and the fence. Mm-hmm. And like grass grew up to be like seriously like 4 feet tall.
Were
and
you
so,
spraying Roundup there?
Well, so he sprayed it.
Okay. But did you spray it yourself?
No, but I went and I picked all of the weeds in that like 20x5 patch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I'm just telling you this because I don't know if it makes any difference. Like, he sprayed it, and then after a couple of days, I went out and I cleared it.
Okay,
I don't know
I
if
see.
That's
so, me. This is what I'll tell you. So, the attorneys will ask for additional information if needed. So, the questions that I'm going through on the intake are just limited to just those specific questions. A lot of them are yes or no's or just a number.
Okay. So be quiet. Okay.
No. Don't be quiet. If you want to include any information, I can also write it down as well. But the attorneys will be more in depth with you if they need any additional information to help with your case.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I just want to confirm. You sprayed Roundup for about 8 years, correct? That's what we estimated?
Yes, but not like every day.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
But 8 years minimum in general.
Yeah.
Overall. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more, yes or no, in your lifetime?
Like 10 days or 10 times?
10 days. Well, it would be kind of like 10 times, so 10 days. Each day as one time, not just like on one day you sprayed in the morning and at night. That wouldn't be two times. It would just be considered one, so one day.
I would say maybe 10 times. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It is it's a smartphone.
Smartphone. Okay. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
Okay. And the following questions are going to be yes or no's based off your past or present medical history. Have you had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, organ transplant, or hepatitis B or C?
No.
Epstein-Barr, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Okay. Any cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the CLL?
Melanoma.
You had the melanoma?
Yeah, and that was diagnosed in November of 23.
Okay, thank you so much. And then do you have a...
of 23.
November of 23, correct?
Yeah, and then the surgery was in December of 23.
And then do you have a family history of cancer, yes or no?
My family does, yes.
Okay, I know you mentioned brachial?
BRCA, B-R-C-A.
BRCA, okay. And then who has this cancer?
Well, who has this cancer or who has BRCA?
Cancer in your family? I know there's a BRCA gene, but who had cancer in your family?
Okay, so in my immediate family, both of my parents, my mom had breast cancer and my father had prostate.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
And I think that my father eventually died from lung cancer, and I'm not sure if that's with the prostate metastasizing. You know, he lived to be in his late 80s, so.
I'm very, very sorry to hear that.
Me too.
Okay, so I have the BRCA gene, and then your mom had breast cancer, and your father had prostate cancer and or lung cancer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. And then I have your first name. Your first name is Mary, correct? M-A-R-Y?
Yes, M-A-R-Y, Beth.
Middle name? Oh, Mary Beth. Okay.
Yeah.
B-E-T-H?
Yes, and that's a capital B.
Capital B. Is there a hyphen? Or a space?
No.
So it's capital M, lowercase A-R-Y, capital B, no space, E-T-H, lowercase E-T-H.
And I normally put a space in between the Mary and the Beth.
I'll put a space between.
Okay.
Okay. And then do I put Betsy for your middle name or no?
You can, AKA. Okay.
B-E-T-S-Y?
Yes.
Okay. And then your last name, I have R-O-T-H-R-A-U-F-F?
Yes.
Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And then are you currently married?
No.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
12/22/64.
Okay. And then you are 60?
Yes.
Okay. And then the attorneys do require your social. Do you mind if I get your social, please? And if you're not comfortable giving me the full social, you can give me the last four.
Is there any way anybody can use it?
No, not at all. This just goes straight to the attorneys. It's just for verifying your information.
All right, 573.
You said 573?
Uh-huh, 573-63-06-03.
Okay, I'll confirm all the information, all your personal information at the end of this call just to make sure everything's accurate, okay? And then can I get your height and weight?
I'm 5'5". And probably be about 152 pounds.
Okay. And how did you first learn of a connection between your CLL and Roundup?
I think it was social media, but again, it was like a year ago, so I'm not really...
About a year ago?
Yeah, and it was social media, and I saw it in a couple of... It just kept coming up in different... I just kept seeing it, and I'm like, okay, what is this?
Alrighty. So social media, roughly around February 25th, 2024. I have your height and weight is 5'5", 152 pounds. Can I get your email, please?
I'm going to give you my work one just because I use that a lot more.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, so it's B as in Betsy. Rotroff, that last name, at Brentwood dot K12 dot CA dot US.
And then for your phone number, I have 925-584-2318.
Yes.
And then is that your cell, your home, or both?
Both.
Okay. Our office is pretty close, kind of close to you. We're also located in California.
Oh, good.
We're in
of
Irvine.
Course. Well, I'm in Northern. I'm in
Oh,
the
you're
Brentwood.
You're currently
yeah.
Brentwood, San Francisco Bay Area?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I was thinking Brentwood in Los Angeles.
I know.
Alrighty. So the next couple of questions are going to be a little bit number-wise. How many times a year would you say that you use Roundup if you had to estimate a number?
For God's sake. I would say 3 or 4.
Okay. So about 4 times a year. And then did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed with CLL?
Are you saying did I spray it within the year before?
So the question's asking, essentially, if before you were diagnosed, did you spray Roundup for at least a year in your past,
no.
in your lifetime?
No.
Not a full year of spraying every day, but just a year before at least, were you, did you spray
no.
Roundup?
No.
Okay, so
no.
I just want to confirm.
Yeah.
I hate the way this question's worded because the way the question is worded doesn't make sense as to the how do I explain this? Okay. So the question's essentially asking, before you were diagnosed with your CLL, did you spray Roundup for at least 1 year? And when they say
no.
1 year, it doesn't mean a full year of spraying every single day. It just means a year in general before, because you did mention that you sprayed for 8 years.
Right, but I didn't spray within that year. I don't think I've used it recently. I think the last time that...
Oh, no. Even in your past, your whole entire lifetime, did you spray Roundup for at least 1 year before you were diagnosed? So not the year, exactly the year before, but just 1 year in your lifetime before your diagnosis.
Yeah, but just here, yeah. But when
okay.
I was, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then we estimated you started spraying roughly around January of 1976 to about January of 1984. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No.
And then where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied? Was it residential, commercial, farm, offensive?
It was, for me, it was always residential when I was doing it. And it was small jobs around that. It was small jobs like weeds, you know, in the grass or in the rose bushes or back in within my mom's garden. And it was mostly like stuff spraying like little cracks in the driveway and along the sideway just to keep it a sidewalk.
Okay, and what state did you spray the product in?
California.
Okay. And then what was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it directly exposed by spraying at home with your parents?
Yep.
Okay, the next couple questions are a little bit repetitive. How were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Both.
Okay.
Like
and
my
then
parents.
Did you, oh,
then,
sorry. Go ahead.
So I'm just saying that my parents sprayed it, and sometimes we did too.
Okay. And then, did you personally spray Roundup yourself? Yes or no?
Yes.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
No.
Okay. How often?
It's just random. I don't know, random. Like sometimes like my dad or my brothers would spray it, and then other times my little sister and I.
So when you sprayed it or your family sprayed it, that's when you're exposed?
Yeah. I think. Flip, I have no idea. Everybody uses that crap.
And then how many exposures did you have to Roundup in your lifetime, if you had to estimate a number? I know you mentioned that you used it for about 8 years, roughly about 4 times a year. So that would be about 32 times. Does that sound correct? Or would you say that you've had more exposures than that?
No. No.
Okay.
It's just random job. You know what I mean? Over that time frame.
Okay. So how many times do you have to estimate a number in your entire life?
Just say 20.
20?
Because,
okay.
Yeah. Just say, yeah. I mean.
Okay. And then do you get your water from a well?
I did when I lived in the cottage. And that's
okay.
When I lived on, but not now.
Okay. And then at the time, was your water well ever tested?
I have, yeah. Because I wasn't in charge. I rented on the property.
So okay,
I was
so
not. Owner.
Okay, so do you want me to put no just in case?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea if they tested it.
Okay, so we'll put no if you're unsure.
Okay.
And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides? Yes or no?
Well, okay, so probably.
Okay,
and I'm
what herbicides?
I have no idea. So
okay.
They spray at all the schools. I've been a public educator for 20 years. And so they do spraying on Saturdays and we're never supposed to come. You know, they tell us ahead of time and we're never supposed to come in. I have no idea.
Okay.
And
so you're not sure what they spray, but you're for sure that you've been exposed to other herbicides?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then have you been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange? Yes or no? To your knowledge.
I have no idea. Agent Orange, I hope the hell not.
Okay.
And benzene, I do not know.
Okay. So we'll put no for now if you can't confirm that you have been exposed, okay?
Okay.
And then what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
I think it was a premix because it was in that big gallon.
Okay.
You know,
and then do you
could buy the hose thing, you know?
Okay. And do you know where the Roundup was purchased? What stores?
Okay, so I'm trying to think back in, I was raised in San Lorenzo, so I would imagine my parents, I don't know if that's Home Depot, maybe Orchard Supply. Orchard Supply right down the street.
Okay. And then do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases, yes or no?
Oh, no.
Do you have any Roundup in your possession, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And then the following questions are all going to be yes or no. Have you ever smoked?
Have I ever smoked? Yeah, like a silly college girl. Yeah, for a while.
Okay.
Not
are you
like,
currently?
No. Not like buying my own packs or anything, just being stupid.
Okay. And then are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
From CLL, no.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
I have not.
Okay. Have you been involved in other lawsuits?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
I don't think so.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
My former husband did, and so I think I was pulled into that. I mean, and I know this sounds lame, but there was no communication. I think it went on my record, but it wasn't mine, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I didn't, but I think I was pulled into the whole damn thing.
Okay. Do you know if the bankruptcy has been discharged?
Oh, yeah. Done.
Okay. And when was your bankruptcy discharged? What year?
Oh, shit. I have no idea. I'm trying to think.
Okay.
I think I don't have any dates. It's something I would prefer to forget, but he probably filed in 2010 or 11, so however long that takes.
About 2011?
He probably filed in 2010 or 2011. Yeah.
So you would say that it was discharged around that time as well?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how long a bankruptcy lasts.
Okay. Did you want me to put no for that answer since you didn't file it yourself, and then I can put in the notes that your ex-husband did file
love
for bankruptcy?
Yep, I did not file.
Okay, let me go ahead and write that in the notes. Okay, and then other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Nope.
And do you have any, do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Probably, yeah. I think I should.
Okay. And then in regards to smoking, you said that you didn't really smoke. You were just goofing around?
Well, just stupid college girl, you know, when we used to, you know, drink and do stupid
Try
things.
Try new things, yeah, of course.
Well, you know, just dumb.
If you had to estimate a number, how many years would you say you smoked for?
Oh, God, it wasn't even like, I would say something like, you know, I went to semester in England, so it was like a 5 or 6 month thing.
Okay.
Right? And then like, you know, because that's what people used to do at the pubs.
Okay.
We were 18. Okay, stupid.
So about a year?
Maybe, yeah,
give or take.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, but
or was it
like,
more than that?
No,
okay.
not at all.
Okay. And then in regards to your employer, who is your current employer?
Brentwood Union School District.
And that is 255 Guthrie Lane in Brentwood, California, zip code 94513?
Yep.
Okay. And what is your current job title there?
Educator.
Educator. What do you teach?
Fourth grade.
Fourth grade, aw. And then, okay, so we're almost done, just a couple more questions. So the next questions are going to go into your diagnosing and treating doctor. Can I get the name of the diagnosing facility of where you were diagnosed with CLL?
Yes, Antioch.
Say that one more time. I'm sorry, you cut out.
Kaiser.
Oh, Kaiser Permanente?
Yeah.
And then what is the city?
Antioch.
Antioch, California?
Yep.
And the address I have is 4501 Sand Creek Road in Antioch, California, zip code 94531.
That makes perfect sense.
Okay. And then can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Kavenkansky, K-A-V-E-N-S-K-Y.
What's the first name? I'm sorry.
His first
name? Is it Jiraj?
Yes.
Okay.
You're hilarious. Look at
Okay. And then in regards to treatment, were you treated by the same doctor as well?
Yeah, he's still my, I'm still under him.
Okay. And the same facility as well?
Yep.
Okay. All right, I'm just pulling their information. And that is the same oncology practice you went to, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And then what kind of treatment did you do? Any stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery, or any other treatment?
I haven't done anything for CLL.
Nothing for CLL?
No, because my numbers when he first found it was a 16.9.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that's not a treatable number yet. And so during the Keytruda stuff and watching my blood tests, I would look at my net numbers and I could kind of see what he was, I could see where he was testing for the leukemia stuff. And so I got my number down to like an 11.8.
Okay. And then can I get your current full address, please?
Yes, it's 253 Washington Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in Brentwood, 94513.
And then is there a unit number at all or no?
Nope.
Okay. All right. I have two more questions for you. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Well, I think right now it's just frightening, okay, because I don't want it to turn into, you know, I don't want to die from it, right? And so, and I think my biggest thing with it is just being tired all the time. I'm just tired. And I don't, you know. So
yeah, of course.
One of the side effects of the Keytruda, the infusions, can be exhaustion and fatigue. And so my last treatment was in December, and so he said he did cortisol testing just to see if that had anything to do with anything, but my thyroid numbers are good, and I don't have a cortisol issue. And so he said that he was hoping that the exhaustion would resolve itself within 3 to 6 months, so March through June. So I could still be in that window. This could be Keytruda causing it, or it could just be, you know, CLL, and I can't tell you which one, what it is. And that's another reason why I hesitate, because it's like, I don't know if...
Well, I'm very, very sorry to hear everything you're going through, and I'm wishing you nothing but the best.
Thank you.
All right, Betsy, just one last thing. We do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
I will give you my daughter. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, of course. Does she live with you or not live with you?
No.
No? And do we have permission
to
contact her if needed?
Yeah. And so her number is 925.
925.
I don't know by heart. 628.
628.
5366.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then can you spell your daughter's first and last name?
Her first name is Olivia.
And last name.
With the same Rotroff.
Is Olivia spelled Olivia?
Sure is.
Okay. Alrighty. So, Betsy, what I'm going to go ahead and do, I'm going to go ahead and review all the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. So you did want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit. You don't currently have an attorney, and you were diagnosed with CLL, which is a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That was your only diagnosis, and you were diagnosed roughly around January 1st, 2024. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you were 59 years old at the time of your diagnosis. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 8 years. And in regards to past medical history, I have cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the CLL as melanoma back in November of 2023. And then in regards to your family history of cancer, I have the BRCA gene, and then as well as your mom having breast cancer and your father having prostate and lung cancer. I have your first name as Mary, spelled M-A-R-Y, space B-E-T-H, middle name B-E-T-S-Y, last name Rotraufs. I have your date of birth as December 22nd, 1964. Your current age is 60 years old. I have your social as 573-630603. I have your height as 5'5", weight 152 pounds. In regards to how you learned the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis about last year, so February 25th, 2024, through social media, I have your email as brotraufs@brentwood.ca.us. I have your phone number as 925-584-2318. You sprayed Roundup roughly around 4 times a year. You sprayed Roundup from roughly around January of 1976 to about January of 1984, and you did spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed. I have the state you sprayed the product in is. I'm sorry?
And I okay. Oh, okay. So no, that's, forget it. Just go. That's that weird.
Yeah, it's, I, that was the weirded, the wrongly worded question. Okay, so in regards to the state you sprayed in California residentially, you were directly exposed by spraying at home with your parents. You were exposed directly and indirectly, and you did personally spray Roundup yourself. You sprayed weeds in the grass or in the rose bushes, in the garden, little cracks in the driveway or sidewalk. And then you've had about 20 exposures to Roundup in your lifetime, and during the application of Roundup, you were present when you sprayed it yourself or when your family was spraying it. And then in regards to, you used to get your water from a well, but you're unsure if it's been tested. You have been exposed to other herbicides. The Roundup that was used was a premix from Orchard Supply. You don't currently have any Roundup in your possession or any Roundup purchases, any receipts of that. In regards to your past, I put down that you've smoked for roughly about a year. You are currently employed at Brentwood Union School District, located at 255 Guthrie Lane in Brentwood, California, zip code 94513. You are an educator there. And
yes.
Then in regards to filing for bankruptcy, I put down in the notes that your ex-husband filed for bankruptcy, and you were in the middle of it, and he filed roughly around 2010, 2011.
Yeah.
Are you able to hear me?
You cut out there.
Okay, so the last thing I said was in regards to bankruptcy, your ex-husband filed for bankruptcy and you were caught in the middle of it, and he filed roughly around 2010 to 2011, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And then in regards to your diagnosing and treating doctor, I have Jiraj Kovinkowski. That it was at Kaiser Permanente Antioch Medical Center. Address I have for the facility is 4501 Sand Creek Road in Antioch, California, zip code 94531. The phone number I have for the facility is 925-813-6500.
Uh-huh.
And that is the oncology practice as well. You did not receive any treatment in regards to the CLL. And then
correct.
I have your address as 253 Washington Drive in Brentwood, California, zip code 94513. And then I have your emergency contact as your daughter who does not live with you. Her name is Olivia, spelled O-L-I-V-I-A, last name R-O-T-H-R-A-U-F-F. Her phone number is 925-628-5366, and we do have permission to contact her if needed.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Betsy, so before we wrap up, I just want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and I'll be calling you within the next couple of hours, or maybe probably tomorrow, once your file passes quality assurance, to transfer to them and directly introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Can you confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today? Or
yes.
Tomorrow.
And if I don't pick up, it's just because I'm teaching. So if they leave a voicemail, that's the most helpful thing for me.
Okay. No worries. If need be, I'll give you a call or I'll shoot you a text, and then you can give me a call or shoot me a text back and let me know what's going on. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
And then do you have any questions before I submit your information?
No, I'm totally good.
Okay. So the next step. So the system's generating your documents now. I just need a couple signatures from you. Once we receive those signatures from you, your forms are going to go through our quality assurance team here at the office. They review our call, make sure everything is accurate of what we said on the phone versus the intake, make sure all that information is correct. And then they'll go ahead and pass your file to the law firm. And then that's when the law firm will either let me know to give you a call and get you transferred over to them and introduce you to them, or they'll give you a call themselves. So the documents, I believe you just received a text. I'll have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone.
You already are.
Okay, perfect. So you should have just received a text. It should say DocuSign on it, and then it'll have my name, Shireen Sakala, and then Math Tour Strategies. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and click on that link. It's going to ask you to agree to electronic records and signature. You'll hit yes or I agree. And then on the top right corner, you'll see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click that. And then keep clicking the button until it brings you to the first signature field. Then you'll go ahead and sign. When you sign, make sure you put your first and last name in your signature because the attorneys are very strict about the signatures. And then if it asks you to initial, just make sure you initial it first and last.
Okay.
So the paperwork, so, I'll give you a rundown on it.
So I'm to the point where it says review and continue, please sign. So what do I hit here?
What do you see on the top right of your screen? Is there a yellow continue button lit up?
No, that's in the center.
Okay, hit review and continue.
I don't have a review.
Okay, what does it say for you? I'm sorry.
Okay, so it says review and continue at the top. It says a message from you, and then it says please sign. And then
okay.
It says please electronic record and signature disclosure. So do I hit that?
Yes.
Okay, I open that. Oh, my God. Am I going to download that? Am I going to print that?
Okay, let me see. Hold on. I'm going to send you new documents.
Okay, so don't.
So yeah,
do
just X out of that.
Okay.
Okay, you'll get a new link now.
Okay, I'm gonna go. I'm out of there. Okay.
Okay. Do you see the new link?
I don't know. I don't know if that's new.
There should be. Okay, in the text it'll say DocuSign Mass Tort Strategies. Do you see the link that's underlined?
Yeah, but this is the one I just opened. So I didn't get a...
Okay, maybe click that one again.
Okay.
Oh, I see what happened. It says that you declined to receive messages from us. Okay, let me do this. Give me 1 second.
When did I do that?
I'm not sure. Okay, this is what I'll do. I'll send it to myself.
Did not.
I'll send it to myself, and then I'll forward you the message.
Okay.
This does happen all the time. Okay.
Where I didn't hit any decline.
Okay. I just received the message. Let me go ahead and copy and paste it to you. Okay. So you're going to get a text from me.
Okay. Okay, let me see.
You see it?
Not yet. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Click that link that's underlined.
Okay, got it.
What does it say on your screen now?
Nothing yet. DocuSign, okay. Do you want them to use, okay, do I want you to have my current location? So I'm going to hit allow, right?
Okay, yeah, go ahead and hit allow.
Okay, there's my alarm clock. Okay. This envelope was also sent to... Okay, so continue, correct?
Correct.
Okay, now I'm on that page where it says review and continue, and it says to sign. Please sign. So am I signing with my finger or am I typing something?
Click on it and see if it allows you to put your name. Because some of them are automated that you can just type out your name and it'll make a signature for you. So just click on it and see if there's just an empty box, you can just sign it with your finger.
Okay, so I have a box under the please sign, and then there's a line underneath it. It says, please read the electronic record signature disclosure, and then agree. So do I sign first with my finger?
Yeah, sign first with your finger.
Okay, it's not taking it.
Huh, that's weird. Let me see. Why is that happening?
Review and continue. See, whatever I do with my finger is not doing anything.
Is there a small yellow box?
There's continue down this. So it asked me to agree to the electronic records. Should I just
agree?
And
you agree?
And then
yeah, hit agree.
And then continue.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have a next.
Okay, go ahead and hit next.
Okay. All right. Now, oh my God, it's like tiny. Holy crap. Sign here. Okay. So, am I going to try to sign there?
Yeah, go ahead and try to sign. Make sure it's your first and last name.
Okay. Do I have to hit that yellow thing that says sign?
Yes.
What the hell am I signing with? Okay, sign here. Okay, draw your signature.
There you go.
Does that mean to write it?
Draw it with your finger. Just make sure it's your first and last name drawn.
Am I printing or am I just like the way I sign my name?
Either or. If it allows you to print, you can do that as well.
Oh, my God. I look like I'm a first grader. It doesn't even show.
All right. When you say print, does it allow, is there an option for them to do a signature for you?
Well, it says full name and it has my name.
Okay.
And it says select style, draw, upload.
Oh, you could do a select style if that's easier for you.
Select style. Oh, well, there. I like that. Adopt and sign. There we go. I love that. Okay.
Yeah, that I always like that too better. I hate my signature.
Well, on these little tiny phone things.
Yeah.
Then I got to sign again.
Yes.
So every time I hit sign, it's just going to do it now, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. There. Oh, my God. It's like buying a house. Panic because it's 7 feet long.
So many papers.
Ridiculous. Okay. Finish.
Okay. Go ahead and hit finish, and then I'll go ahead and check on my end. Make sure everything looks good.
You may print the icons. Okay. Do I need to continue? It says you're done signing.
So it'll send you a copy of these records. I think it just texted me a copy since I changed the phone number. So let me go ahead and forward you that as well. Let's see. Did it text me a copy? Yes, it did. Okay, so let me go ahead and copy that and send that to you so you have it. But it'll also email to you as well. Betsy, first and foremost, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I really do appreciate the fact that you saved my number and came back to me. I know it was about 4 or 5 months ago, but I really do appreciate it. It does go a long way for me, knowing that you enjoyed speaking with me and I was able to answer all your questions.
Yeah.
With that being said, your file is going to go through quality assurance, but it is the end of the day, so most likely they'll go over it first thing tomorrow morning, make sure everything's accurate, and then send your information to the attorneys. Please keep in mind the attorneys won't get started on your case without speaking to you. So if for any reason you can't answer your phone, you can let me know as well, and I can forward the message over. I'm very flexible to text as well if that's easier for you. But we'll keep I'll be in touch with you for the next couple of days. And then also with that being said, if for any reason the attorneys don't think they can move forward with your case, they'll let you know in the beginning so they don't waste any of your time. But Betsy, I do want to, I hope I was able to make this process as easy for you as possible, and I'm wishing you nothing but the best. And again, I'm very, very sorry to hear everything that you've went through, and I'm wishing you nothing but the best.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.